Coach, I know, man, what a tough game here tonight and a heartbreaker. It was double overtime, and you guys were unable to kind of overcome some tough shooting here tonight. But what seemed to kind of be the difference here tonight for you guys?
You know, it certainly was an effort. You know, I felt like everything I asked them to do, they certainly did. We were on the floor for loose balls. I mean, hustling after rebounds. You know, they just had a few plays go their way, and it certainly wasn't very timely for us. So, you know, I certainly credit Halstead for their effort as well. But our girls have nothing to hang their heads for at all, and I'm extremely, extremely proud of them.
Well, the first three quarters, I think, I mean, they hit their shots in that fourth quarter, and, right. and some of those players weren't normally ones that would shoot threes like that and hit them, but I think you had to be pretty happy, especially with their defense and holding their leading scorer, the Gerber girl, to just 11 points.
Yeah, I'm extremely happy about that. And, you know, at the state tournament, you know, players turn into great players, you know, and I mean, she certainly did great things for them, but they had people step up who we weren't really thinking they were going to do that, and they had to. They had to do it, and they hit some big-time shots, and, you know, kudos to them for doing that.
Well, and your, like mentioned, your defense was pretty exceptional tonight here, and just they hit their shots there. You guys were able to force a lot of turnovers, and what do you think that was really attributed to for you guys tonight?
Just heart. They've got a lot of heart. They really wanted to win this first round, and they were going to do everything they had to do to get it. And so, you know, I don't really have any complaints with that. You know, I mean, we just have a couple of things not go our way, and, you know, it's just unfortunate, but that's how the game goes.
Well, you had to play Ella Rumford. She hadn't played in 3 weeks here, and significant minutes tonight, and she did an outstanding job of holding her own and coming in there in the second quarter, and then the third quarter playing a lot of time, the last 4.5 minutes, and with Emily on the bench with 4 fouls.
I was very proud of Ella. You know, I really needed her. I needed her length. I mean, we absolutely had to go with her, and I didn't even know what she'd be able to do, but yesterday she looked great in practice, so I thought, here we go, and she had to play significant minutes, and so for being gone for so long, what an effort. I was so proud of her.
And Madison as well tonight, she came up big scoring for you guys, had that three-point play to kind of start off overtime scoring.
You know, Madison gives me everything she can physically, mentally. I mean, she has not been 100% the entire year. And, you know, she's going to give me everything she's got. And this was one of her best games the entire season.
Well, the Scott City Five, this is a very special group. Scott City never been to state, but had never won a league in a long time, hadn't won 20 games until this year, and what a special group to turn this program around.
Right, you know, we will certainly miss them. They're a very special group. It's been a pleasure to coach them. You know, these are memories that, you know, they'll never forget. And, you know, I'll never forget coaching this team and these seniors, the way that they work so hard. They have so much dedication. And all I can say is just thank you to them. And, you know, this was their team, and they certainly led us to some great games.